Lots of Olympic tweets.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name is Pat Francis.
Hey there, Pat. I'm Gary Lucy, and we're here with old man Belknap and his gray beard.
His gray beard. Matt's been moving into his new house all week, and his beard has taken on a lot of gray since the last time I saw him grow a beard.
Stressful, guys. It's stressful.
But he's got some Just for Men beard dye, Chuck Norris bronze. He's going to get that in there.
What if I did just dye it red?
Like, I would love it.
So people would be like, you don't have red hair.
We'd call you Ginger.
I bought this at a Randy Leakey show. We would play, he's selling them.
Then we would have a week where we'd play all redheaded musicians. We'd get a lot of Simply Red would be in there. Who else has red hair?
Willie Nelson.
The Red Rocker. Nelson.
Red Rocker.
Of course.
What?
Sammy.
Does he have red hair?
Like
yes. He has blonde hair.
He's the got red, strawberry
why
blonde.
They, why do they call him the Red Rocker?
Because his
idiot.
Favorite color is red.
No, because he has red hair.
No, it's not. That's not why.
Pat, look that up. Gary, can you officiate this argument?
I think Pat's right.
Yeah.
Really? It has nothing to do with his hair?
No, it has nothing to do with hair color. He just likes the color red.
He favors red.
His hair is strawberry blonde, though, isn't it?
Right, but that's not the reason. He loves the color red.
That would be like, he's not like he's Sean White or something.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But I hope that guy has an album out so we can play his music on that.
That'd be great. Yeah, hurry up, Sean White.
Sean White looks okay with that hair for some reason.
He pulls it off. He's the
he does.
He's as far as ginges go, he's.
I can almost guarantee he has an album, too.
He might. He is one of the
anyone
in
that
works.
Position, Sean White presents Hip Hop's Greatest Hits or whatever.
You're right.
Pat, I'm so tired. I was up all night playing that song pop, yo.
I don't like song pop.
You don't like it?
Because it doesn't take really any knowledge.
It's a terrible game, and I'll tell you why. Because for an app, you want, this line is long at Trader Joe's. I don't want to be alone with my thoughts for 2 minutes. I'm gonna play some words or Angry Birds or something. But this is like, you need to concentrate. You need headphones.
Yeah, you do.
You got to focus because... But, like, you and me have had some good battles, and me and Pardo are running about even.
Uh-huh.
The listeners, oh, my God,
they're killing me.
They're killing me.
They're killing me, too.
They're eating my lunch for breakfast. They're just, like, nuts.
And then the repeating of, like, some of the songs, like, I'll always choose the metal category, even though the metal they're playing is, like, not the metal that I listen to.
Sure.
But then once I hear, like...
The snippet.
Yeah, you know, like, once I hear the snippet, well, I'm like, oh, that's Rammstein. So then I know, that's Rammstein. So as soon as you hear, like, Rammstein. Yeah.
Like, you know Vanilla Ice is that mushroom.
Yeah,
like,
it's just, I know, it's just...
I don't know this game. Thanks for leaving me out, guys.
Sorry. Yeah, you got to get involved. It's like draw something, but with songs.
And you can play it on Facebook, too.
Oh, okay.
Have you played it through Facebook?
I guess so, yeah. So that's always embarrassing, having a bunch of game notices on your thing, like
I hate that.
Farmerville or something. Yeah. But like, some of the listed, like Amanda Zimmerman, she's like precog. She's like 0.7 seconds.
I know. It's like, I don't know what they're doing. How come I can't? Maybe my hearing's just shot. Or maybe it's because my daughter was standing over me saying, can we have Cheerios? And I'm like, wait, I'm trying to figure out, you know. And then Ice-T came on, fuck the police. And then I play it, and then we go, it's just terrible.
But,
so
I'm sure it'll like.
So listeners, if I stop playing song pop, it's because I'm not good at it, and I just find it not. I don't know. It's just like a speed. Old people don't have speed.
It feels like it'll have a short shelf life.
Yeah,
but it's the best game of that kind.
Are you still playing Draw Something?
No,
no. Who is?
No, I played. Once and I'm like, I don't like that. I can't draw on my phone.
It's sad. Like, it was so hot for so brief a time.
And
burned so hot so briefly. Yeah. But it isn't like people are waiting for me to draw something, are they?
No. Oh no. I just mean, I wasn't accusing you. I'm not playing it anymore either. It seemed like everyone in the world was playing it for 2 weeks, and then no one in the world was playing it after that.
Yeah. Maybe that's the cycle of things these days. Yeah.
Maybe. We're still playing poker, though.
Circle of life. Yeah, really? That's still catching on?
With a real deck of cards just around the table.
A deck of what?
Oh, forget it.
I never heard of that.
Hey. What's up?
What do you got?
I got a website I want to promote real quick.
Wow. Okay.
It's not my website. I found this website called superdeluxeedition.com. And what this is, I'll read what the description of it. Super Deluxe Edition, the music blog for enthusiasts who crave deluxe editions, super deluxe editions, box sets, and love holding the music in their hands. So if you go to this website, they're going to show you all the upcoming releases that are like just like jam-packed with booklets and 3 discs and a DVD and unreleased stuff. And it's right up my alley because I love... I love repurchasing all the music I already own in a super deluxe edition.
Boy.
So go there.
This is probably the last year that that'll happen, huh? You think?
Yeah, I kind of think it really is.
It's so weird. It's so weird to be in the end times of all this stuff.
They're going to phase everything out.
I follow this this like old-timey rock DJ, Gino Michelini.
Okay.
He was on KLOS and a bunch of the stations. But he made this grand announcement like, that was the last straw, Bieber on the cover of Rolling Stone. I'm canceling my subscription. You old fool.
Yes, I'm going to cancel my subscription. It's 52 issues for $20. Yes, cancel that.
Yeah.
Also,
that'll send a message.
You can't tell me Bieber is the low point. Like I'm sure they've had some crazy questionable.
Yes.
Like I'm sure Vanilla Ice was on the cover at some
sure.
point.
Lisa Marie Presley was probably on the cover.
But I mean, it's relevant in a way.
Sync.
Anyway, but it's bad because they're doing like good things again, kind of. But people kind of remember how bad it got. But.
Yeah, I think that my magazine's okay now. I mean, look, Justin Bieber has 25 million followers on Twitter.
He's relevant. Yeah,
so that could possibly sell some magazines.
Oh, speaking of the magazine rack, you got to check out that. I think it's the July 30th New Yorker. They got this great Bruce Springsteen story. This is it's really good, really fun to read.
Hey, what page can I find that?
We should probably check the table of contents.
No, let me check.
Yeah, you know where to find that?
Oh, yeah, that's on page 1, 2!
Actually, Mays reference, and it says, it spells it out, 2, 3. So I don't want to spoil that part of it, but what do you got over there?
Well, I got to something I call New Music Roundup.
Oh, yeah.
And I just went to my iTunes music store, and I saw that a bunch of bands have singles out for albums that are upcoming. So we just put a bunch of these together. I figure we can play about 30 seconds of each one, and then the three of us can weigh in. What?
30 seconds is a lot.
Yeah, I'm used to playing song pop. I want to hear 1.7 seconds.
Yeah, 1.7. All right, well, let's
sucks.
Let's hear the first one. Maybe not 30 seconds, but the first one is it's Motley Crue, and the song is called Sex. Now, that to me is that's exactly what I want to hear from Motley Crue.
I have to agree with you.
I mean, when you say, hey, if I listed six artists and I said, which one does the song Sex, you'd go, oh, Motley Crue. So,
I'm glad to see them taking on a controversial topic.
I know. I mean, it's not, they're not breaking any new ground, but I think that's a catchy song and I do like that.
Sounds fun.
I didn't expect to have any feeling about that, but you know what? Because I never really liked Motley Crue.
Right.
But that was what you want Motley Crue to be doing.
Yeah.
And they're doing it better than they have in a while, probably.
They're all clean and sober, and in the twilight years of their career, why not try to do what they invented and do it a little bit better?
Mick Mars is out there in the bathtub with his wife. And
Mick Mars' whole spine is fused together. He just stands there. But I just read an article with him. He said he's going to just keep playing until he falls over.
They just wheel him around.
Yeah. Okay, the next band we got, this is a song called Settle Down, and this is a band from Orange County.
What?
It's really? it's got a couple guys that like to rock the faux hawk, and then a pretty lady. This is No Doubt. It's kind of complicated, that's for sure, but you can.
That's how many rock songs are we going to have to hear where people are urging us to settle down or take it easy over there?
Telling us what to do.
This is a response to every other rock song in existence. Yeah.
So now, it's been 10 years since we had a No Doubt album. It's been since 2002.
It's crazy that it's been that long.
And my only problem with this single is that it is 6 minutes long.
What? There's no radio edge or something?
That's a lot of...
They've been playing on the radio, so I guess there must be some radio.
They must be editing it down. But the single that you can buy on iTunes is like 6+, I think.
It's grown on me, and I'm a fan. But my initial take was just little too islandy.
Yeah, it's
I thought they would maybe evolve.
Yeah,
more.
This it's like Hey Baby, but not as good.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm sure there'll be 12 songs or so on the album, so maybe there'll be some other ones that jump out at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her solo work was like really getting into some weird, cool areas. And
yeah.
And I thought it was going to be an extension of that, but you know, I bet there'll be some good stuff on the album.
But the good thing is, her solo work does not sound like No Doubt, which that's what I think a solo artist.
Yes.
When you go solo,
yeah,
it should be different.
So okay, so what are we? Yay, Motley Crue. Nay.
I'm going to still say yay to No Doubt, because there's something tugging at my heartstrings there.
Yeah, and I do think the No Doubt album will probably be really good.
Okay, so that'll carry too. We'll give that a thumbs up.
All right, here's a song called Runaways. It's from the upcoming new CD from The Killers, and this is they're touching their inner Springsteen again, and it's...
He actually laid hands like on a Bible.
Yep.
Reached up in there. She says she might just run away somewhere else, someplace good. We can't wait till tomorrow. You gotta know that.
So I loved Brandon Flowers' solo album that was out a year and a half or so ago. And this is covering the exact same territory as that. So I love this song.
Yeah, I've learned to stop worrying and love The Killers. And I admire their ambition. They're they're like trying to, you know, they're trying to reach for some grandeur and stuff. And I think it succeeds. Yes.
All right.
I'll give it. He's written some of the most unfortunate lyrics in the history of pop music.
I know, I agree.
And he just, it's like he can't help but be embarrassing with his lyrics. But if you just kind of tune it out, there's some good hooks.
But again, I always say that about Springsteen, too. If you really listen to some of the Springsteen songs,
that's true. I guess those just hit me at an age where I wasn't critical.
Yes, probably. That's probably the truth.
And so I just let it slide, like the... No. Strap your hands across my engines. Oh, what?
So this is a...
Oh, can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Tell a long
I took a poetry class in college, and and one day the teacher... everyone had this giant compilation, this book of poetry that was the textbook for the class. And one day the teacher was just like, just pick a poem from the book and bring it in and read it. And... Damn it, if Born to Run wasn't in the book, and some kid did it.
Wow.
And that kid's name was Matt Belknap.
Yeah.
I would love to see hear your read of Born to Run.
It wasn't me, but I thought it was hilarious that somebody read that. It was funny enough that it was in there, and then even funnier when some kid very earnestly was reading it as poetry, like not singing it, just reading it as if it was a poem.
In the day, we sweat out on the streets. Like Runaway.
Like the publishers of the Norton Anthology of American Poetry, like, we got to hip this up for the kids. Yeah. Like some like kids are going to be like, hey, poetry's okay.
The best part was that the teacher was, I went to Emerson College in Boston, and the teacher was like a pretty hip guy. He was a poet, but he was like in his 30s, like very hip. One of those college professors where you're like, this guy's got a lot more going on than this, you know, stupid class that he's teaching. And so he, you know, the idea was someone would read it and then he would kind of analyze it. And like when that one was read, he was just like, okay, let's see. Here we go. All right, we're going to do this. Like, he was like, all right, well, I guess there's some good imagery in here. Like, so obviously so like just disappointed in the fact that this is where his life had taken him. Anyway, sorry to divert.
No, that's cool. This next artist is a lady that Matt has some problems with. Mm-hmm. Because he likes the music but doesn't always like the lyrics.
Can I tell you before we even play it?
Yeah.
I heard her interviewed about this, and she was like, she had a baby or something.
Yeah,
and she was like, yeah, I guess I'm a little more like conscious of the swearing now.
No, she's not.
And then you hear the song.
Yeah,
da, 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 I've had a shit day.
Yep, play it. This is Pink with "Blow Me One Last Kiss." Trying to hold, trying to hold. Now, why couldn't she just say bad day? I've had a bad day. You've had a bad day. Blow me one last kiss. I mean, why does she have to say shit?
It's poetry.
Seriously, if these Pink songs,
your kids would love them.
My kids would love them. If I let them listen to them, they would love that type of a thing.
And it's not like she does a clean version where she replaces the words. They don't bleep it, but they just remove it. So then your kid goes, "Hey, what was that?
What was that?
Where was what was going to be there?"
And I said, "Oh, she just said 69 up top, my brother." So, all right.
You'd feel the record company just rolling their eyes because you know they know they've tried to talk to her about it. No way, man!
I'm a rebel.
All right, Pink.
I think Pink has a handle on the catchy pop song. I just wish that she would make it more accessible to everybody.
Oh, she's the best. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That one's catchy, but it's also a little grating to me. Like, mm-hmm.
I understand.
The whole song is taking place in a in this like one range that's mm-hmm. kind of like just grates on your nerves. Like, just bring it down. Like, have a little variation.
That's true.
To that, she says, "Blow me."
Yeah. Oh, and that's the other thing. Can enough with the puns and the ha-ha, wink, wink, blow me, and then in parentheses, one last kiss, ha-ha, get it?
I didn't get that.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't.
What? You're
blow
an
me,
idiot.
One last kiss.
Really?
Blow me.
Yeah. They did that shit on Bewitched. Remember that? When she had her twin sister. And like,
oh, yeah.
"And I'll blow you a kiss in the wind."
Yeah, nice. I like that. I like
just
that.
Just hot, Sabrina.
Sabrina.
That's cool when it's subversive. But when you're doing a song where you say shit 17 times, kind of like the oral sex innuendos are kind of right in your face.
Yeah, I guess I was so
no pun intended.
Yeah,
oh, it was intended.
All right, here we go. Oh, these guys. This is just a group of guys that they love the almighty dollar, and this is from their upcoming album Monster. This is Kiss with Hell or Hallelujah. I don't even know what they're singing about.
Paul, what was your inspiration for Hell or Hallelujah? Seems a bit muddled.
Let me tell you something. When you listen to Hell or Hallelujah, that's an extravaganza.
Really?
That's our new hit single from the album Monster. And my inspiration for that was, as always, pussy. I mean, I don't even know what they're singing about. I took the what's he say? I don't know. They just put words
cliches
together that rhyme.
Ship of fools.
And then Gene, you know, bursts in with,
"Hell yeah, do it, sing loud."
And then Paul actually goes, "Sing it." And then they just sing the word hell with the hallelujah. So it's pretty generic stuff. Like the way we said that Motley Crue, wow, that was like the best of Motley Crue. This is like just maybe the worst of Kiss.
That's weird that you say that. Maybe I'm just in a really good mood, but to me, I was like,
you're okay with it.
It was all right, you know. It had a little jangle to it. Like it was rollicking. I would say.
Yeah, okay,
I wasn't mad at it.
Like, right. They've done much worse.
Oh, they have.
And
yes,
and in their prime, even.
Oh, like, yeah. Let me put my log in your fireplace is probably one of the worst. That's and the song title "Burn Bitch Burn." That's a Gene Simmons song on the, I think, Animalize album. That is just a terrible.
That's it. Fireplace.
Let me put my log in your fireplace.
What, really?
I think probably the only problem with this song is that they've done it 17 different ways on past albums.
To Sunday.
Like, so if you've listened to them enough, you don't need this anymore.
No. So, you know, maybe the other 9 songs they give us in October will be good, but for right now, that's what we got. And the last one, yes, Gary.
The romantic image of a fireplace.
I know, yes.
Find the most crass way.
He's ruined it.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That is
I don't think Gene Simmons is romantic. What's Gene Simmons do? I I brought my wife a bouquet of money.
Yes. What an asshole.
So, I know, really. So he has a solo album. It's called Asshole.
Oh, wow.
I'm serious.
Wow.
Okay. I'm not kidding. That's
he
not
owns
a joke.
It. He owns it.
Okay. So this is a solo album by I don't like to call her the lead singer of the Bangles because they all sing lead, but she is the, I think people think of her as the lead singer. This is from her brand new album, Someday. This is Susanna Hoffs. The song's called Raining.
Sounds pretty good.
It's the album's only a little over 30 minutes long, and it's kind of I think it's her homage to like 60s solo artist
Judy Collins.
That's
thing.
Very much what it felt like.
But
yeah.
After the great album by the Bangles last year, this is kind of a little bit one note and a little boring to me.
I was feeling like it's time for another one of them Matthew Sweet cover albums with that she does.
Yeah, those are nice. And but, this is produced by Mitchell Froom.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, just this the album, I listened to it once. It did not do it for me. Like, there was no song where I'm like, oh, and I want to back up and listen to that one again. But I'll give it another try. But for now, I'm just not that hot on
it. Wow. So that's like the one stinker in this group, it feels like.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't mind it, though. But all original compositions on there?
I don't have the liner notes, but I think so, yeah.
Interesting. Wow. Well, good for her. Sticking with it.
All right. Thank you, Susanna. She's
still
making
a go of music.
Still cute.
Cute as can be.
She was just on Comedy Bang Bang, right?
She was.
Yeah.
Emphasis on Bang Bang. You were just on Comedy Bang Bang.
You were just on Comedy Bang Bang.
I was, yeah.
How come you got awesome. Listed as cast at the end instead of like a guest star? They only had to pay you a nickel?
I think because no one knows who the hell I am.
Well, that's not cool. That's not true.
Well, I was there as an adjunct to Jimmy Pardo.
Right. And was Marissa Tomei actually there that day?
No.
That was all added in.
They didn't even know who was going
to
be.
How did they shrink
guest.
You guys down? That's what he's trying to say.
Oh, we went to
well, actually...
a set of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. They reconstructed it just for us. Yeah, no, it was weird. Like there were all these names flying around about who was going to be the person, but they didn't know who they were going to get. So they're just like Jimmy had to change all his pronouns. Like it was written like for a guy to be the guy, and then he had to like just be generic about it so that it wasn't.
I thought that might be a running thing, but then Jimmy got eaten by a mouse at the end. And since you said no one knows who you are, you're not coming back.
No.
That was fun though.
It was.
And you in a suit. I was like, whoa, wait a minute, freeze frame.
Yeah, that was my suit. I think that was, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was the suit I was married in.
Yeah,
really?
You're a little lighter than then, I think. It looked like David Byrne's suit from.
Oh, a little big on me.
Yeah,
oh, that's funny. Yeah, probably. I don't know. No, I don't remember what suit that was, but yeah, they told me to bring some suits.
Well, congratulations on your TV appearance on Comedy Bang Bang.
Nice.
Okay, Gary, you want to set us up for the topic today?
Yeah, it's time for another volume of the Rock Solidopedia. We're up to volume O. We like just choose a letter at random, play some of our favorite artists that start with that letter, and
Matt picks the letter.
Matt picks a letter at random.
Blame him.
But I think maybe he had Olympic fever, and that's why he chose.
Oh, that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Because of the rings.
I'm liking that.
All right, so yeah, we're gonna play you our O songs. O.
So people, So these are not the songs we listen to when we like to orgasm.
right.
But some of these songs might make you.
Yeah. Yeah, especially this first one. I'm going to jump into. This is a sexy, sexy album.
Ooh.
Pulled from today's headlines. Could not be hotter. This artist. Everybody's talking about him. Frank Ocean. Have you been hearing about Frank Ocean?
Is that Billy's brother?
He's not his brother. He's not his son. Okay. He's part of the hot rap collective Odd Future. There's another O.
Oh, that's another O.
Who had come into like some controversy because they had like thrown around some homophobia. This guy Frank Ocean comes out as bisexual. Crazily enough.
Loves it all.
Like a week before his album came out.
Yeah.
And this is probably one of those things. Like his debut is like one of the most anticipated rap releases in years, probably, because he's worked with so many people. Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kanye, all these guys. So I think it's unprecedented that a rap star at this point I don't know if a rap star has ever come out of the closet, frankly.
Not that I know of, yeah.
Frankly.
Frankly.
He's bisexual, though. He likes it all.
But the way he came out was he wrote this blog post about this one summer where he fell in love with a dude. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. I was really impressed. Like, I think that's very brave and awesome of him.
I think it's fantastic, especially like in you know, that community's been, you know, has a reputation for being intolerant. And it really worked. Like, he really got a lot of press from it. And I would like to announce something. Not to get some publicity, no. But let's hear a little bit of this. Maybe like start about 7 seconds.
What's this song called? Three Way?
What's it called? It's called, I didn't, I forget.
It's called Thinking About You.
Thinking About You. Frank Ocean on Rock Solid.
NATO flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made. It usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. You, no, no, no. I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
And it kicks it up to the sexy register. So yeah, this album is pretty sexy. There's a lot of sexy slow grooves on here, but then there's a lot of sketches and a lot of skits.
Uh-oh.
You know, so that's, you know, what, but that's fine. But that's worth checking out.
And now this is more R&B than it is rap or hip hop, right?
I guess. I mean, yeah. There's,
or is that, or is this just one track in a bunch of hip hoppy type stuff?
It's kind of a hybrid, and I think some of these young rappers, like, I think it's okay. Like, go ahead, kids, write it out. You know, you don't have to make it up. Off the top of your head.
Doesn't everything that doesn't have to be a freestyle?
There's a great YouTube video, though, of like somebody covering this song. And it's like this, you know, this Hispanic guy with a lot of piercings. And he's like in a park, but he's really embarrassed. Like, he keeps like checking behind himself, like he's embarrassed to be singing in it. Like, maybe. So I think maybe he's giving people courage. Anyway.
All right. Well, cool.
So what is your first O?
Well, I had to start out with what I call a double O.
All right.
This is from 2007, the album's Black Rain. This is Ozzy Osbourne.
Of course.
Gotta stop. You got to. Yeah. Song's called I Don't Want to Stop, and I love it. I like that little wow Zach Wilde does on the guitar. This has an intro, like a minute-long instrumental intro. It was hard for me to find a place to drop into this, but I really enjoy I Don't Want to Stop.
And I never heard that. I never heard this.
What
late
is that
period,
from?
Ozzy.
That's from Black Rain.
What year?
2007.
Okay.
That's pretty fantastic. I was thinking about how like guys like Ozzy, like England in the 60s or whatever, in the 70s when he's coming up, like there's no upward mobility, you know, if you're born into like, you know, kind of low class or something. So this is like, you know, music was like his only way out and everything.
It
like,
was, yeah,
you know, kind of like a lot of the rappers and stuff, you know, yeah, in exactly, the later times. So it isn't like, it was more like, I love, that's what I love about him, is it's like there's like it isn't like he's some, you know, great crooner or
right,
songsmith, but there's just a necessity.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you could call it the British ghetto is where they rose up out of. It's the same. It's the same thing.
But a junkie without an addiction.
I know.
That's sad. Really, let's get him something.
It breaks your heart.
Speaking of that, though,
uh-oh,
this is a great ode to drugs. This is one of the best songs of the last 10 years. It's this group called Of Montreal.
Okay,
who are from Georgia, of all things.
What?
But, yeah, it's crazy. But this
seems tricky.
Amazing group. Like I think like great songs. They're held back by they have a tendency to have like really long, crazy song titles. like this, like the one we're gonna hear is called Himdil's Gate. What is it? Himdil's Gate at the
Himdil's Gate, like a Promethean curse.
Himdil's Gate. You know, it sort of rolls off the tongue, but it's really about.
Of course.
But it's really about chemicals. Maybe like start this about 20 seconds in.
Okay.
That's great. You guys are in for a treat if you've heard this.
I haven't.
Come on, be a friend.
Yeah, this guy Kevin Barnes, he's just, he's amazing. He's got, you know, like a lot of crazy costume changes, like a lot of like, you know, he might be like singing this like in Lobster Hands or something like that.
And, oh, he's a little bit of Peter Gabriel in this.
A little bit, yeah.
From the Genesis days.
Yeah, totally. So they're really.
That was awesome.
Oh yeah, glad you liked
that. That was pretty fun. Yeah.
Of Montreal.
Well, my next artist, I got a lot of O's happening here. This is from an album called Ocean Eyes, and it's from a multi-instrumentalist named Adam Young. I know there's no O in there.
What the?
Hold on a second. He's from Owatonna, Minnesota. That's an O.
Okay.
But anyway, he's like one of these one-man band type of, it's like synth pop electronica, and his band is called Owl City.
Owl City.
And this is a song called Fireflies.
Currently touring with Carly Rae Jepsen, I believe.
Yeah, right. They have a song together, too.
Yeah.
Sex tape coming soon.
What I mean is 12-year-olds love this shit.
Yes. If 10 million fireflies lit up the world as I fell asleep.
Cause they fill the open air and leave teardrops everywhere. Original band name, Death Cab Jr.
Yes, really.
It seems. Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000.
Matt's in a trance. Matt.
Sorry, I'm hypnotized by this prepubescent voice.
I know.
Pat, how much macho bullshit are you bringing?
I know,
man.
Seriously. Ozzy and then this.
Ozzy and Zach Wilde, and then we go to Adam Young.
That was Whitesnake, right?
No, it was Owl City.
Does Sarah like that?
Yeah, she does like that.
That's who should be listening to
it.
Because
when I went
put
to
it away, old man.
When I went to purchase it, it said, "You've already purchased this. Would you like to download it to your computer too?" I'm like, "Ah, Sarah."
Should you be
got
listening
it.
To something else?
But well, that's again, that's
did you have to tell your neighbors that you bought this album?
that's the Radio Disney stuff that comes on, and I'm like, "Well, that's kind of fun.
That's nice. Yeah, that's
you know,
good."
He's not saying "blow me" and "shit day."
Yeah, no, it's harmless.
It's harmless.
What do you think it's like when he bumps?
Although it's also insidious.
Yeah.
It's simultaneous.
But I like the Death Cab reference.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, what do you think it's like when he bumps into Ben Gibbard? Like, do you think...
Awkward.
Like, if you're Ben, you have to be gracious. Like, yeah, I like what you're doing.
Well, first of all, no one knows what Ben Gibbard looks like or what this kid looks like. So they probably bump into each other all the time.
All the time.
Probably in the same Dungeons & Dragons club. And they don't even know it.
I'm going to stick with some drug songs. This is like one of those power pop core curriculum things that you just got to have in your collection. It's a group called The Only Ones, and if you could take this from about 23, this is a song called Another Girl, Another Planet. But it's not about space travel or girls. It's about heroin. Kids, don't take drugs. That's the message of the show. But still, if you want to feel like you're floating in outer space, fine. And don't have any problems, then go take drugs. But otherwise, don't.
My next song is not about drugs.
Okay.
This is one of those times when the O came up, I was like, oh, ooh, I don't think I have any. And then you go through your iTunes and you find that you have like one.
And you're like, oh.
And then you go, oh. So, you know, I have a couple, you know, six singles of artists that are O artists.
Okay.
Like this band, Orleans.
Sure.
And this is a song from 1976. You've heard this. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know this song.
Thank you.
featuring former New York Congressman John Hall.
John Hall. And when I post the album cover from this, it's five guys from the waist up without their shirts on.
And he's not in Congress anymore.
And he's not in Congress anymore.
Because they found that cover.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Orleans. I don't know if they have, they might have another hit single or two. But that's
Dance With Me.
Dance With Me, I Want to Be Your Partner.
Yeah, yeah.
But I picked this
good
one.
And he was a good politician, but hopefully.
Was he a Democrat?
Yeah.
And, of course he did. He had his shirt off with the other men. Of course
he got tea partied out of there.
Right. He got tea bag. What?
He got tea bagged out, but he'll come back.
Go ahead.
You know, Matt, Pat and Matt, when the O's came around, I said, I got to play some OMD, both OMDs.
Oh.
First, we're going to hear from the Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. This is from, I'll play this from about 53 seconds. This is when I first heard of the scientist Tesla. Not the, you know, so this is, you could learn something from,
So it wasn't the band Tesla, wasn't
the
first
thing No, because that was after, yeah.
But I learned about Tesla from the movie The Prestige.
Yeah.
With David Bowie as Tesla.
That was awesome.
I never saw that.
You've never seen The Prestige?
What? Christopher Nolan.
You
rent
son
it
of a,
now.
I would have
awesome
brought it to you Prestige and let you borrow it.
When did that come out?
It came out after Batman Begins and before The Dark Knight.
I'm gonna check
it's,
that movie.
It's
out.
Got Wolverine cool and Batman in it.
Wow.
Along with Alfred and also Black Widow's in it too.
Wow,
Scarlett Johansson.
Is there science stuff?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's yeah.
It's about dueling magicians.
Oh, the Prestige. That's how I pronounce it.
That was the confusion.
Thank you, William Shatner.
Yeah. I don't say Prestige.
Sabotage.
All right, here's Tesla girls.
You got some of this.
I think the MP3 is broken. Oh, what?
That's fine. And then there's the other OMD, them Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Oh, I love it.
Check out this one-hit wonder from the 70s, a little something called Jackie Blue.
She was sad, right?
She was blue. But she did live her life in a freeform style.
It's a dude singing, right?
Yes. The drummer, in fact.
You've had a lot of dudes that sound like women on this episode,
yeah.
Gary.
Yeah. That's what I like, I guess.
Don't discount my Owl City guy.
I'm into that, yeah.
Good point.
Thank
don't,
you.
Don't discount Orleans with their naked bodies.
Their naked bodies. I thought that was the same group that sang the Louie, 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 but that's
it sounds like, yeah. Who does sing that's Brother Louie?
Stories.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Louis C.K. show, Louie.
Yeah.
He's using that song ironically as his theme song?
I guess. I don't know. Well, because it's about interracial love, the song.
All I can think about, though, is but for his purposes, his name's Louis.
Sure.
But, you know,
why
if
is
he,
that ironic?
I don't think any thought.
Well, here's my thing. If he went to a production meeting and an exec said, hey, you know what your theme song is going to be to the show? Brother Louie. He'd say, fuck
that's
you.
That's corny.
Yeah, no way. So I can only assume he's using it ironically.
No, I think he probably just thought, this is, I like this song, and it happens to have my name and the name of the show in it.
All right.
I see your point, though, Pat. Yeah, but yeah.
It's a good song.
Did you guys watch that show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't miss it. It's brilliant. That's good stuff.
I thought they should play that, you know, anything by Louis the 14th. Remember that band?
Yeah.
That'd be a good.
Yeah, they were good. Yeah, whatever.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, I liked them.
Maybe they'll be back.
Stay tuned for letter L.
For letter L. Maybe next
all right
time.
All right. I chose a band from 1987. Shocking.
Yes.
There's a band called The Outfield.
All right.
And they had a couple hits with Your Love and what was the other one? It's on a vacation for Say It Isn't So. But I liked the single.
That's why he's bad at song pop. Yeah. He's like, what's this called?
10 seconds later. Oh, that's right. So I chose the single from their second album, Bangin'.
Can't be right.
This song is called Since You've Been Gone. And I think what happened here was Since You've Been Gone was the last song. It was the single, but it was song 10. So that would be side two. You have to flip it over and then move the needle the whole way to the end to hear the single, which I don't think was good back then. So, but I like this song, Since You've Been Gone.
Since you've been gone,
Yeah, I remember this.
You remember the song?
Yeah.
I just remember the album title, Bangin'.
Bangin', yeah.
Really dumb.
I like it because they sing the title of the song a lot. What's the song called? Oh, okay. Since you've been gone.
Now, they're from England, right?
They're from...
Yeah, because they were in the opening ceremonies of the,
yeah, I remember
the
that.
Olympics
yeah.
With every other thing from England yeah. ever
from
of
England.
All time.
They're a trio,
right
too.
Right between Crumpets and right before
so
Benny Hill.
If we ever do trios,
oh, yeah.
you'll be hearing some outfield again.
That is one of the worst lyrics, though, of all time. That I don't want to lose your love.
I just want to use your love. Right.
I want to use it to strip some paint. I was like, you know, it's like a helpful hint or something like that. What is it, use your love? What the hell is that?
Well, it was the 80s, man.
Man,
people
for
were
love,
using
right?
love for all sorts of,
all sorts of things. It's versatile.
You know how it went.
I'm going to move into the citrus section here.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, the this you're going to play Tangerine Dream.
Yes. No.
No.
No. This is these are two groups that are like they like really work in like kind of the classic style of like 60s pop, and yet it sounds really fresh. The first one is called The Orange Peels. And taken from about 45 seconds, this is Take Me Over. Check this out. You're going to like this. Take me over. Orange Peels are I'm pretty sure they're getting ready to release their fourth record, I think, but they're all really good. I think if you're like that.
I like that kind of drumming that kind of just propels the song along.
Rat-a-tatty, yes.
It feels
wonderful.
Like you're in a parade. You're just like I'm marching down through downtown Disney.
Fantastic group out of Sunnyvale, California.
That's nice.
And this is remember that song on the Austin Powers soundtrack of I've never known a girl like you.
Yeah.
Is that them?
This is who we're gonna hear next. That's a guy named Edwin Collins. He was in this band called Orange Juice, and from about 28 seconds, this is a song about a sexy ghost called Wet Prison.
I thought you were gonna play the OJs.
The OJs, not the
Orange Juice. Imagination. And of course I'm prone to exaggeration. But in the moth-eaten bloom of my shabby room, I saw the strange. Oh, hey, what happened there?
Some crooning.
Who's your shirt? The possible explanation. Cause it's gotten so that I can't sleep at night.
What presents? Orange Juice on Rock Solid.
I can't believe you played that song today, Gary.
Wow.
Anyways.
Now, what I'm going to do for you now is I'm going to play another Osborne for you.
Oh?
But not Kelly Osborne. That girl can shut up. I'm going to play Joan Osborne.
Sure.
It's one of my wife's favorite artists, and this is from her debut, Relish, and this is called Right Hand Man, and I love this song.
A lot of people, the rumor was that she was Ozzy Osbourne's daughter.
Yeah, it's not true.
Not true. Have you got a clean shirt? My panties in a wide. Ew.
Ew.
She's doing a walk of shame.
So many people own that song but don't realize it because they just want to hear. Near, 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 near.
I know, I know.
But that's you know, which is that's a classic. I mean, it's easy to make fun of, but.
Yeah, and it's and if this you hear that album, you'll find out that that's maybe the weakest song in the album.
Oh, really?
It's just the hit.
That right. was a single, though, wasn't it, Right Hand Man?
Possibly.
I don't know. I remember getting that album, like you said, Gary, and I was in college, and I did listen to the whole thing. So, like, it was she was more than just that that novelty.
Yeah, and she has tons and tons of albums, but
she was probably briefly in the Janis Joplin movie Sweepstakes. I think
she probably was.
Who's it? What is it on Dirty Rock? Janie Jimplin or whatever they had to change it.
I know it was Lily Taylor, then it was Melissa Etheridge, and it was Pink, and who finally got the part?
Oh, I don't know.
I want to say old Quirky Boots, Zooey Deschanel, I think.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I'll look it up while you guys rock.
All right. Here's some
rock is a strong word.
check this out. This is a gal who. She had this big hit in the early 2000s. Maybe not a big hit, but it was called A Stolen Car in the early 2000s. But
a lot of times when you say this is a big hit, then it's a song I've never heard of in my life.
But she was like one of those kind of tall British olive oil kind of gals with like a nice scratchy voice. And I don't know whatever happened to her. But her name is Beth Orton. Here she is taking a run at Cat Stevens. See if you like this.
Okay. Wild World, correct?
Sure.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart, you're leaving. Baby, I'm grieving.
She turns up a lot on those, like as the vocalist, like on an electronic record or something, Beth Orton. But I always liked her voice, but she never really caught on in this country.
Well, I got to say that I have so many versions of that song, Wild World, and it's just a perfect song. I think anyone can record that song, and you can't miss on that. But, Gary, I need to school you in what
Hold on. Breaking news.
Oh, hey.
Good news, everyone.
I was just getting ready to school Gary.
Oh, God.
Oh, on that, or you're going in your next song?
No, go ahead.
Kaplan, I think.
I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were launching in your next song.
I want to school Gary on what a hit song is. Now, Gary, when you use the term hit song, think Hall & Oates Maneater.
Okay, that's what a hit song is.
Now, that's a hit song, Gary. Okay, go ahead.
This is from Huffington Post, July 10th, 2012.
Fairly recent.
After nearly everyone from Zooey Deschanel to Pink was considered for the role of Janis Joplin, an actress has finally been found. Tony winner Nina Ariadna will play the rock icon in Joplin, reports Deadline.com. The biopic, which is being helmed by Marcy May Marlene, director Sean Durkin, will chronicle the last 6 months of the singer's life.
What does it say?
Just the last 6 months?
Yeah, that's well.
Yeah, you know, a biopic cover the years.
Like, well,
I have had enough of that. I don't need to see. It's the same story.
Oh, it is the same story every time.
Oh, really? Oh, the parents didn't love her enough, and then she did drugs and had immense talent.
The last
that was
6 months
squandered.
Just sounds like a downfall of just drugs.
Maybe
the whole
some
movie.
Some interesting things happened.
Sounds like the good part. Yeah.
I know what happens at the end of that 6 months.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with all these movies.
Spoiler alert.
Maybe it's good that they took someone that we've never heard of because maybe we'll be able to get into it a little bit more.
Right,
instead
of saying like, ew. I wonder what show she was in.
She took home a Tony for her role as actress seductress Vonda in the off-Broadway play Venus in Fur.
Off-Broadway? Okay.
Wow. Well,
good luck. Maybe you'll get to Broadway sometime.
Learned a lot.
Guy who doesn't understand theater.
Yeah.
Keep trying.
Yeah, one word, practice.
Stick with it.
Okay, get ready to hate me.
Okay,
I'm going to play. This is a band called Orion the Hunter.
Oh man, yeah, I know this. This is Brad Delp, right?
This is no.
Oh,
close.
Okay,
it's Brad Delp was in Boston. R.I.P. Brad Delp. No, this is Barry Goudreau's. His second offshoot of Boston with lead singer Frank Cosmo, who ended up replacing Brad Delp on the fourth Boston album.
Crazy.
And but this is, you said
that like it was interesting.
I know. I'm doing that on purpose because no one cares about Boston or Brad Delp or Barry Goudreau or for God's sake Fran Cosmo. But I'm going to do what Gary does. This was a hit, and this song is called "So You Ran."
Should have been a hit.
You know it. Wait till they hit that chorus. That bitch.
Wow.
He wanted her to stay, and she ran away.
Unbelievable.
So that's Orion the Hunter.
Orion the Hunter.
Sometimes you play music, and I feel like you came from, there's another 80s from another dimension.
Yeah, a different
80s.
Yeah.
A different 80s. An
I
offshoot
like,
80s.
Holy shit. Like, this can't have existed in my universe, and yet it sounds, it's awesome, actually, because I do like cheesy music like that, so it's cool to be able to discover these random.
It's like, he was from this 80s written by Aaron Sorkin for this, like, TMI magazine.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh. And also in this alternative 80s, Michael Stipe was not the first successful member of the Stipe family to have a record out. He had his sister called Linda Stipe, who they thought was going to be the genius of the family.
Okay.
She was in this early 80s group called OOK.
And let's hear it, Linda
let's
Stipe.
Hear a little bit of this. OOK. OOK.
Oh, going right into it.
Red Rover, please send her a lover. She needs someone
above. A lover.
Feel drunk.
Yeah. A very late 70s, like Athens art rock, like Pylon and the Method Actors. And think about it.
I was hoping that her band would be called OEM.
OEM? Now, that would have been funny. But, okay, they were kind of big. I think Matthew Sweet was in it for a minute or so. But
then, brother.
Yeah, but that was artistical.
All right.
Anyway.
So, wait, that she really was Michael Stipe's sister?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
that's totally crazy.
All right.
Never heard of it.
Anyway. To that I say, oh boy.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. hey, this is a guy. He was he's the leader of the Cars, and he has many solo albums. This is from his 97 album called Troubleizing, and this one was co-produced with the guy from Smashing Pumpkins. I'm losing his name.
Billy Corgan.
Corgan's all over the album, and you can hear him on this song.
That's exciting. I never heard that.
And this song is called The Next Right Moment, and I love this.
Side to side.
Here comes Corgan, the background vocal. Pretty soon he's coming.
His backup vocal sound a lot like guitar.
Where is it? Wow, I screwed this up.
Pat, you're a liar.
One more time. No. I must have queued up the wrong part. All right.
That sounds cool. That's from 1997?
1997. It's a much heavier rocking, like, Cars type sound.
My favorite thing about Rick Ocasek is that's not even his real name. Like, his real name is Rick Ocasek, right?
Yeah.
But he changed it so it'd be easy for people. Like, that's still a crazy name. Why don't you go change it to Rick Universe? Or Justin Galaxy, the
and
car.
Didn't Tony Thaxton say that it's Ocasek?
Oh, yeah,
right.
He goes, and I said, how do you know that? And he goes, because he told me.
Yeah.
Do you have any more, Gary? I got one more.
I'll play one more. This is, you know, Pitchfork, the website. It's like the hipster, like, website for music.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they
then no.
They did their list of the top 500 songs of the 2000s, and this was number one.
I didn't know 500 songs were released in the 2000s.
It's true. They were. This is from about 56 seconds in, Matt. This is Outkast from Stankonia. This is called B.O.B. And it goes a little like this. That was released and recorded before the start of Iraq War II, so they saw it coming.
My ass was shaking like Shakira during that.
I saw that. That was good.
I was getting a workout like I was doing Zumba.
You were
terrific.
That was amazing.
Hey, I'm going to close it out with someone whose nickname is actually the Big O.
Oscar Robertson?
No. Oh. Guess again.
The
Big O.
Les Schwab?
No.
Big O Tires? No. I don't, okay, I don't know who it is.
Roy Orbison.
Oh, of course.
He's the Big O, and I've played him before, and he, you know, had he been a better-looking guy, I think he would have done even better. But poor guy was dealt a bad hand. But
he had some dark glasses.
But yeah. He had some dark glasses, and then people go, oh, poor guy's blind. No, he's not. He's just hiding.
I'm just faking
he's
it.
He's not good looking. But this is, here's the original mono version of Only the Lonely.
Oh.
Rock solid.
Only the lonely.
Hey, this episode went long today, but...
Yeah, we spent 20 minutes on new music for some reason.
I know. Well, you know, I thought we should listen to some new music
for
a change.
That was good. It was fun.
That was nice. But, can we listen to some new music for
once? Yeah, for crying out loud. Does everything have to be Asia with you?
I want to apologize to Ockerville River and Off. I had them, but, you know, you can look up in the Yells. You'll find it. That's what I love. I love when people participate on the Facebook or the Twitter. They tell us, like, what about this O-Band? What about that O-Band?
And I will apologize to the Outlaws. Because I wanted to play Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Oh, nice.
I got a sweet play out. This isn't. I looked in my O's on my phone, and it was slim pickings. I admit it. But
thanks for setting us up for failure.
This came up, and I think you guys will appreciate it. This is a little band. I think they were based in Southern California. You might know one of their members as one of the most successful composers of the last 30 years, Danny Elfman.
Okay.
This is Oingo Boingo.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
Only a Lad.
Nice.
On Rock Solid.
Dead Man's Party.
Goes like this.
Juvenile.